Welcome to African Couch Potato, the mashup. I'm Gino Shedile. You're listening to episode 40, and today we're joined by Mpumelelo Mqatha and Emily Demon from Cinematheque, who will be chatting to us about a film they're making in Thokoza with young kids aged between 8 and 18 years. Cinematheque was co-founded by Mpumelelo Mqatha from Black Jacks, Muriel Hewitt, who has worked with the British Film Institute for 10 years and speaks 4 languages, French, English, German, and Spanish, and Emily Demon, who's from a Franco-Japanese family and owner of Afro Nova Gallery. How are you guys?
Easy.
Thank you.
First question, how did Cinematheque come about? Mpumi, you can take this one.
Cinematheque actually began as an idea between Emily and Muriel, and I know them both. I've known Emily for a very long time before I ever met Muriel, who is my wife. And I guess they wanted to start this organization that was doing education and working with kids in the township around cinema. And we're all into film. So I'm a filmmaker as well as a musician. I'm a filmmaker myself. So it felt like a natural thing for me to get roped in. So I believe that's how it began. Is that correct, Emily?
Yes. So I met Muriel, so Mpumi's wife, at a party. And then we started discussing about cinema. And then I learned that she was working, giving conferences at the British Film Institute in London. Then I was like a curator of cinema in an art house in Tokyo. So, and involved with Ofsol & Joy, the photo school in Thokoza. And she came back with this project, Cinéma Cent Ans de Jeunesse, which exists since 1995, which is a French initiative. And then, boom, like, you know, between Ofsol & Joy Photo School and the British Film Institute, Mpumi, we had the idea, the team, the project, and it's how it began. Very quickly, actually.
Mm-hmm. With this film festival that's taking place in Portugal, you said it's cinema...
Cent ans de jeunesse, 100 years of youth cinema.
Yes.
Yeah.
What's the premise of that film festival?
Basically, they have kids around the world in groups and organizations, much like ours, helping kids, teaching kids how to make films, teaching them about the wonders of the world of proper cinema, the Scorsese-esque idea of cinema. And they have a festival at the end of every season, every year, where the kids get together and show the film. So it's like a film festival in the end for kids. It's quite cute, so we thought we would get involved. And apparently, even though it's been running since 95, we are the first African entry, so South Africa doing it, no pressure.
Yeah, so you find out about this film festival, it's the first time they've let SA in. How do you now decide which group of kids you want to work with?
It's difficult because traveling with minors and also coming from the township is a very you just have to look at what you have, really, right? I mean, that's what we've been dealing with. Who has a passport? Who can organize a passport? Who has parents? You know, this kind of stuff. So the decision is made on that, and also, I guess, commitment, those who've shown commitment.
Then, Emily, you start out with Of Soul and Joy, which is a photography initiative that's already based at Thokoza. How do you guys link up to form that partnership?
So I met the Of Soul and Joy, some of the Of Soul and Joy students and the project manager, Jabulani Dlamini, in Arles, which is a photo festival happening every summer in France for more than 50 years. And they were there for the first time in France. And I noticed them because Arles is an antique, small, very small city. So there's nothing really happening except for this photo festival during the summer. And then the entire world of photography is coming to this small city. And as it's small, I would keep on bumping into them. And I, you know, because there are not a lot of black people. So I noticed them. And then I was like, they look South African. And they happen to be South African from Thokoza. And then we became quickly friends. So we spent a week together watching exhibition, photo exhibition. And then when I came back to Joburg, I went to Tokoza. I fell in love with Opsol & Joy photo project that celebrated its 10 years last year. That's how I met them. And I've been involved since for 7 or 8 years with them, mentoring as a gallerist, doing photocreat, inviting artists, photography agencies, and, you know, give them the tools to understand the medium, to empower them about the art industry.
And then when do you start Afronova?
Okay, so it was founded by Henry Vergen, who deceased in May 2020, and we were a partner in life and business partner. So I was involved with Afronova Gallery after I came to Joburg after Japan. And then when he died, I decided to keep his legacy alive. So I'm doing Afronova, working with artists from Joburg, mainly photographers, mainly doing a cinematheque, doing Opsol & Joy, and anything that can keep me in tune with what's happening in Joburg and in South Africa.
So you're from France originally by birth?
Born and raised in France, but I worked in Japan just before Johannesburg, and I've been living in Johannesburg since 2007.
So with all of this traveling around, how do you now structure your life? Do you find it exhausting at any point?
Yes, but exciting. You know, like I really love wearing different hats. Like, cinema is my first love for sure. But then I met Henry in Japan, who was visiting for Africa Remix, where I was doing the cinema program of Africa Remix. Then I came to Joburg, then organized cinema screenings, then got involved with Afronova, then traveled even more. And then during my travels, met Opsol & Joy, who is from Tokoza, went to Tokoza. I mean, I love the way it all happened very organically.
Yeah. Speaking of organic, your route wasn't too organic. We know you from Black Jacks. So you're a musician. A guitarist, which I know you don't like being called a guitarist because you do more than that, but that's how you were introduced to us. Then you jump into cinematography, or was it always running alongside each other?
Yeah, I think I found cinema through music. So the storytelling, the lyrics were always something that appealed to me. So whether in hip hop or rock and roll or blues or gospel, it was always the words that spoke to me. And for me, those were like paintings or pictures. I found them cinematic. I was always drawn to that more than sort of like deep instrumental experimentation, which I later found the poetry in as well. But music for me was always a cinematic thing, and I would notice it in films. And so when we started making music, I was very interested in sort of the visual language of the band, how we were represented in photography and things like this. I found myself quite invested in that, and also in the music videos. So then later started making music videos for the music projects that I'm involved in. So that led me into directing. Then I made a documentary about, my first film was about a friend, an artist, Kudzanai Chiurai from Zimbabwe. And I followed him around for 5 years and made a film about him called Black President, which premiered at the Berlinale in 2015, 16. Escapes me, it's been a minute. But that's how I got into film, and I've been in there ever since. And Cinematheque is a great way to keep engaging with cinema and film in a way that isn't this pressured thing of writing scripts, what's the budget, and so on. Like, it's a way for me to reconnect with the passion, with the central sort of motivation and beauty of filmmaking, and sharing it with young people, you know, as opposed to working it in a kind of, I guess, capitalist situation all the time. So I really enjoy Cinematheque for that. You know, it is really a passion project.
And with Cinematheque, you met Emily first, then you met your wife, Muria. What is it like working with your wife? Don't you have creative differences and also domestic differences?
Yeah. No, I think it's great. I think the context, I've never worked before with anybody I was romantically involved with in my whole life, as a rule. But I think once you're married, the contract is slightly different. You know, you've committed to the idea of being together forever. There's nothing to spoil. You've decided this is it. So she's a friend. She's the love of my life. She's my partner. It's a kind of fact, you know, we're family. So it's fine. We can argue. It's okay. And yeah, it's good. It's productive, I think.
Then you bring together this like three worlds with a wealth of knowledge to form Cinematheque. Now you're taking on this filmmaking project, Thokoza. What have you been teaching the kids? And firstly, with the kids, how did you decide on a number if you're going to work with 30, 35 or more? Or was that set out in the festival rules?
Yeah, there were some festival rules, like about the age, first of all, 8 to 18, as you mentioned at the beginning. And then because I've been involved with Of Soul and Joy, the photo school, you know, and Jabulani Dlamini is a project manager. I mean, we rely on them a lot to select for us. But actually, we began not. We like today we're about 15 kids, I believe, but at the beginning there weren't so many, but they love it so much that now they're bringing friends. So we're more, but officially for the 2020-24 group we're 15, and more and more girls are coming, which is excellent. And then we decided to, I mean, Ruby Messina, who support the project of Soul and Joy for 10 years, kindly invite three kids, you know, to go with us in Lisbon. So as Pumi was mentioning, it's about commitment and of course just papers, because it's been a mission. We teach them everything we know from writing, but maybe Pumi, you can.
Yeah, I mean, on this side, I think because I've made films, it's just like sharing that experience and actually talking to the kids about cinema in this way. We learn as well. I think as we teach, we learn. Because I'm a self, what do you call, an autodidact. I didn't go to cinema school or film school. I didn't go to a music school. You know, I picked up an instrument and started playing it. I picked up a camera and started following my friends. So as I teach, I learn, because it's the first time I actually verbalize the things that come in inverted commas naturally to me, you know. So that's what's also been quite exciting, that it's as much as you're sharing stuff, imparting knowledge, it's also an introverted experience, you know. It's also reflexive in that way, that you're going into yourself. So I'd like to thank the kids, you know, for that, in a way, you know. So yeah.
Do you know you came yesterday?
Yeah, I was gonna jump at that point.
To visit. So you saw, like, you know, like what is make maybe things easier with these kids is like they already have like a bit of knowledge about photography, and then of course the moving image is a different process, but the composition, the lighting, you know, the discipline, the commitment is already there. We learn from them, but the progress is quite impressive from one workshop to another.
Can you touch a bit on the film that they're currently working on? Just some elements or what they've been filming?
Yeah, the theme for this year at Cinema Santon de Jeunesse, which has a theme every year, a different thing that they put out for people to do. This year is filming the Other, a documentary gesture. So it's actually the first time in their whole history as well that they are doing documentary, which is a great start for us, because in any case I would imagine that the best way to start making film is to start with documentary before going into fiction. That's just me, and so I find this a gift, you know, and a spectacular kind of timing and serendipity, because as we start this project with the youth of Soul and Joy, I think they really get into the nuts and bolts and the soul of cinema by trying to access story in the natural, as opposed to play acting as a start, you know. So that's the film they're making. They're making a documentary basically about Thokoza and the life around them, using food and music as a vehicle to explore culture and township culture in Thokoza specifically.
And since you've started with them last year, October, have there been any like notable, more prominent individuals in the group?
Always going to be the case. And it shifts, you know, it moves around. We've had surprises. We've had kids we thought were really quiet, sort of coming out of their shell the more the project continues. And of course, there's extremely talented kids as well in the group. And already there's one as well who has shown a lot of potential. You know, she's already making filming in a way and making films that I think to myself, ooh, there's a lot of filmmakers in the world, internationally, professional, experienced, who would kill to be working on the subjects that she's working on in the way that she's working on them. So yeah, it's quite exciting.
So with yesterday being the last day of filming, there was some bad weather. It was raining. It was also quite windy.
Yeah.
I went outside. I chatted to some of them. Are there any who you particularly, I want to say fond of, because they're no favorites, but ones that you really just feel like they've grabbed the opportunity with both hands?
You know, we work as a group. So, of course, we notice some are more natural, like it's easy for them. But even the one who start maybe with a bad start, in a way, they always progress because they really listen. And we invite mentors, professionals. They hear, they ask questions, so they learn all the time. They read, they make some researches. So after a while, even the one we were like, we wouldn't have bet on them, but actually after a few workshops, they're incredible. But some are more natural.
Yeah, and I think we need to also be able to protect this idea, you know, because they're so young, you know, to protect the idea of like, who's strong at this. They work out their strengths between them. I think from us, as the kind of guides, it's important to kind of like have an even hand, you know, almost like the referees in a football match, you know. So, but it's definitely, we do see things, you know, but we try to keep it, keep an even hand, because also the truth is you never know what turns, you know, films can take, you know. You might think, oh, this one is going to be the one. And then boom, you know, you get into the edit and there's a spin, you know,
yeah.
Another kid surprises you, you know.
No, I hear you. And what impact are you hoping this project makes ultimately?
For me, it's like starting at a young age, like from 8. I mean, mainly we have like 14 years old kids, but they're young enough to taste the cinema industry and to focus on that and, you know, maybe study cinema. I expect this. And in the future, I would love, like, of Soul and Joy to have like a project linked to it, dedicated to cinema and documentary, but owned by the Thokoza community. So continue to be involved,
mm-hmm.
but to have like a team that doesn't need us, basically.
Mm.
And then we can maybe travel all together, go to festivals and promote the structure.
Yeah, because also it's about the skills that you learn in making film. You know, there's the technical skills that would set them up, you know, in kind of a modern digital age where I guess visuals are a big part of the economy, global economy, you know. So it's like a thing that gives a lot of opportunities, jobs, you know, and entrepreneurship potential, you know. It could be TikTok, or it could be journalism, or it could be anything, you know. There's so many ways that you can use the language of cinema, you know. So I think that's exciting. And also, of course, that cinema is a kind of 360 degree art, which ends up involving sound and writing and, you know, the visuals. So I think it also makes them see the world, helps them to see the world in that same kind of 360 way. So opening your kind of global perspective, you know.
Yeah.
So those are the goals, I think, for us, you know. I think, giving the kids those tools.
And personally, what's your next step?
Ooh, in terms of Cinematheque?
In terms of life, so you've started this project, the festival is in June. What happens next? Do you now unbundle the whole thing and go start with a new group from Soweto? Do you go back to being a full-time musician? You go back to Japan?
No, we're continuing Cinematheque with Of Soul and Joy, definitely. Next year, next group, next kids, next film. Then also Cinematheque is actually like foundation dedicated to cinema as tool of education, tool of resistance, tool, you know, like to share cinema in a way the mainstream cinema doesn't give us. So one of our next project is also a collaboration with Latitude Art Fair. So Mpumi is gonna show his film Black President there, and then we're gonna start a collaboration around art and cinema in Johannesburg, I guess, 3 or 4 times a year. And we also want to create cinema events around Joburgs, you know, so maybe go into venues and create events around cinema, like open-air screenings. We did that, actually, with Tigritude.
Already, yeah. We did a festival, a mini-festival run with Tigritudes, who are a French organization started by some filmmakers, one of them being Diana Gay, who's a Senegalese female filmmaker, and she's amazing. Hi, Diana. And they archive African cinema basically from the beginning until now, but quite curated. So very beautiful cinema and films right from the beginning until now. So we ran a program of showing those films in different spaces, including at Wits. University was a partner. Institut Français was one of the sponsors as well. And it was like really great, the conversations and the films we got to discover. And I think Cinematheque, that's part of what we would want to do going forward as well.
Yeah, I believe Tigritude, out of 54 African countries, they gather 40 or 44 countries since the 50s till today. So, you know, when we were screening, we screened like a 60s First Love Congolese movie, you know.
I mean, that's a whole different podcast, what we did with Tigritude. Such a deep archive. It's really incredible. There's things I hadn't seen for sure before, you know.
What does Emily Demon want to be remembered as?
Like, I want to be remembered for, I don't know, really loving, sharing, caring about the artists, that the young artists that Afronova has been supporting, empowering. And then there's enough talent in South Africa to keep on working and not think about how I want to be remembered, actually. So Cinematheque, Of Soul and Joy, all this project allow me to be in tune, I believe, and busy, and yeah.
For me?
Yeah, I mean, we're still in the land of the living, you know, there's a lot going on, so it's hard for me to say, especially as somebody who's really worked more on the side of improvisation, you know. I've always enjoyed improvising. I always feel like that's where the magic is, you know. I think it was Quincy Jones who said, you have to allow, when he's producing, he's always thinking about allowing some room for God to enter the room, you know. So I think if I'm going on that kind of thing, I wouldn't want to be so prescriptive about what I would want to be remembered as or what I would like to do as a concrete thing. Yeah. We make plans, but I'm always open to improvisation. I think that's the beauty of the universe. What I did want to say, which we missed earlier, is that actually Emily's, of course, half Japanese, and she speaks Japanese, and I think that's fascinating, because, and also that Muriel, besides the languages that you mentioned, also speaks Russian. And this was an issue at the beginning of our relationship because I was wondering if she was a spy or something. but yeah, so I think between us as a group, me being Xhosa and speaking Xhosa and all these languages that one speaks in Johannesburg, I think it's a really beautiful mix of people group between the three of us. And yeah, really grateful for the work we're doing and the situation that we're in.
Okay, so where can people get a hold of you?
You can reach us on the Instagram at cinematake. Can you spell it, Mpumi?
Yeah, I mean, it's very complicated, but it's the one. It's the main one. Cinematake, cinema underscore TAK3.
Oh, so the E is a 3.
Yeah.
And any public email addresses that you can share for people who want to collaborate in future?
I'd say just DM us on Instagram.
Who would you like to thank?
We would like to thank very much of Solenjoy, Ruby Messina, Jabulani Dlamini.
And French Institute of South Africa.
Thank you so much. That was Emily Demon and Mpumelo Aga Mqatha. That's it from me. Until next time, remember to follow us on social media at African Couch Potato. My email address is on Instagram. And as usual, goodbye and keep binging.